our economy has weathered the impact of tariffs well in 2025, achieving an economic growth of 5%, although domestic exports to the U.S. has declined by close to 9%. But the decision by the appeals court of the U.S. on tariffs and President Trump's announcement to apply a across-the-board 10% tariffs on all countries, and subsequently he raised it to 15%, is a stark reminder to all of us that we are now facing a very unpredictable and uncertain operating environment. How the new tariffs are going to be implemented is yet to be announced, and how countries around the world will respond is also still unknown. And it is important for us to continue to remind ourselves we need to prepare for the long term, and this is the new world that we are facing. And therefore, our economic strategy review plays a very important part in charting the path forward to strengthen our competitiveness and deepen our resilience. And this is an important part of the work. And we will continue to work with our counterparts in the U.S. to seek greater clarification on how the tariff will be implemented and more details about the new round of tariff implementation, bearing in mind that there's still significant uncertainty surrounding the tariffs because Section 122 has a time limit, and therefore we can expect the tariff will continue to be changes in time to come. And therefore we want to work together with our Singapore Economic Resilience Task Force, CERT, and with our members into reaching out to our stakeholders, our companies, our workers, to have an assessment of the impact on their businesses and their jobs, and to see what we can do to support them and help them navigate to these uncertainties. And in all likelihood, this new 15% across-the-board tariff will be applicable to Singapore, and we need to be prepared for the impact. And at the same time, Budget 2026 has rolled out a series of measures to support our companies, our enterprises, and help our workers and our households. And if need be, and if necessary, we are prepared to roll out more measures, and we will continue to monitor the situation.
If you could share, what's your assessment of the direct and indirect impact at this moment in terms of what we know as of now? The increased tariffs on the exports, the key sectors, and overall Singapore's economic performance. What's your take on this?
I think, as I mentioned, the key word really is uncertainty, because how it's going to be implemented, and what is even more important is how the rest of the world will react, including those who already have a tariff agreement with the U.S., how they are going to respond. Are they going to continue with their commitment to the U.S., or are they going to withdraw, renegade on some of the commitments that they made? Is yet to be seen. And how this tariff is going to be implemented across the board is also details that we will need to await to see, to make a proper assessment. But I would say that if the tariffs apply across the board, then it doesn't affect the relative competitiveness, and therefore I think it will still have opportunities for Singapore to be able to continue to do business with the U.S. But at the end of the day, tariff also means higher costs globally. And with higher costs, it will slow down economic investments, it will slow down trade, it will slow down demand. And therefore, I think there will be headwinds going ahead. So it is something that we have to always bear in mind. But what is more critical, really, is the uncertainty it brings. As you would have observed, soon after the Supreme Court has announced its ruling, the new tariffs has been announced at 10%, and then soon after that it has raised to 15%. And even at 15%, there is a time limit. So what would happen after the time limit is something that we will have to observe. It may be extended if it gets the congressional approval. It may not. There may be new legislation that the U.S. would use to continue with the tariff, one form or the other. So I think it is something that we will have to just look at the details and observe how it develops and make an assessment as we go along.
I have one more question. I also wanted to ask, you've mentioned that there will also be support for the businesses as well. At this moment, are there any maybe possible contingency plans or measures that are already thinking about to help firms navigate this, and what could they possibly be at this point in time?
I think the most important task in front of us now is really to share the information with our stakeholders, with our companies, with our unions, with our workers, and also to hear their feedback on how they think this will impact them. Because different companies, different enterprises will experience different impact, and their ability to respond will also be quite different. We are quite happy to listen to them and to see whether they need additional support. But for the immediate future, I think the announcements at the budget will be sufficient for them to weather the immediate impact. But it is important for us to continue to help them navigate through this uncertainty and volatility. I think this is something that's most unsettling. Because as you do business, as you want to sign up contracts or you want to make investment decisions, this uncertainty will make you recalculate. And with uncertainty, you really don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. And it's very difficult to make long-term important and massive investments trade agreements. So I think it's something that will unsettle some of the businesses. It's not just Singapore. I think globally, this uncertainty is not going to be very helpful.
Singapore had always been fortunate to have a minimum baseline tariff of 10%, but now that it's higher, what does it mean for Singapore exporters? And also, will Singapore lose its previous tariff edge with competitors who were subjected to higher tariffs previously?
I think the dynamics will shift. It's still important for us to take one step back, make a proper assessment of the impact. But if you remember, before last year, before Liberation Day, we have all equal tariffs. Yeah, and therefore, I think Singapore has never had an import tariff for any imports, and we compete with countries which have privileged access. And it is something that we will continue to have to compete. So the key really is we have to accept this uncertainty. In the longer term, we need to chart our direction to make sure that Singapore will continue to be competitive and our economic structure will be resilient so that we are able to withstand these shocks from the external factors, so that we are able to continue to operate, find our niches, find our position in the world to strengthen our competitive advantage as a hub business with our leverage and our connectivity, our well-trained workforce, highly competitive and productive workforce, and these are our key selling points, which I think the Economic Strategy Review Committees have announced and have shared with all of us. I think this is the way forward. Despite changes in the world, this will help us find a way forward to continue to allow our economy to grow and to be resilient.
So may I get you to continue looking at me, if possible? Yeah, but that was okay.
Because 122 is limited by time, 6 months, and the rest of the three sections are limited in the sense that they are either country-specific or sector-specific. You need actual reasons for leveling them. Singapore is neither falls in the category of countries that have a big trade surplus with the U.S., nor their unfair trade practices has never been the issue. So you think that there is a possibility that at some point in the next 6 months we will be free of tariffs?
I would discourage Singaporeans to think that way, because the world is very uncertain. What's going to happen 6 months' time is still very far away, it's very difficult to predict. And we have already seen that the U.S. administration is able to create new avenues to find new opportunities to continue with the tariff structure one way or the other. It may not be exactly what it looks like today. It may be some other shapes or forms. But I think it would be unproductive for us to assume that we are going to get out of this tariff structure anytime soon. Any better for us to accept the fact that we are going to have to live with this uncertain world going forward. Sometimes you may think that you have a certain advantage because your tariffs are lower, and sometimes you may face more challenges because tariffs suddenly become higher for you. And it is something that we just have to continue to live with and find our way forward to strengthen our economy and to continue to create opportunities for Singapore and Singaporeans.
One last question. The effective tariff rate. So at this point, given that IEEPA is gone, would the effective tariff rate change? I remember it was around 8% or something.
I think we will have to see how, as I mentioned, how it is going to be implemented, whether it's going to be absolutely across the board, or there will be some exemptions are given to certain provisions, certain relationship, certain partners, or certain agreements that they have signed. It is something that we will still have to wait and see and find more details. And this is why I said that there's still a lot of uncertainty how it's going to be implemented, and with the details then we will be able to better assess the effective tariff rate, whether the tariffs will be stackable, for example, over and above the current tariff is something that we will also need to wait and see.
The uncertainty effect or change the GDP forecast?
So far, I think we have not revisited the GDP forecast yet. I think the forecast still remained at what we have announced earlier. I think we'll see, take a relook, and then if need be, if we need to revise the GDP forecast, we'll share with Singaporeans in time to come. Sorry, I keep looking ahead.
Okay.
Mr. Gan, if Singapore does get 15% tariffs, can you give us a sense of how Singapore is likely to react, whether it renegotiates or retaliates? Because last time we got tariffs at 10%, Singapore said it will try to renegotiate this.
I think it depends on how it is implemented. If the 15% minimum tariff is applied across the board, I think if there are no exemptions, it will be very difficult to negotiate for exemption. So it is also important for us to think about what are our alternatives, how we can look for new markets, how we can go for higher value-added products, or whether we can focus on some of the sectors that the U.S. would need and would give exemption on this tariff. So I think it is still very fluid. We'll see how it pans out. And it is important for us to always remember that the way forward is to be nimble, to be flexible, to be adaptable, to leverage on our strength, and going forward, create more opportunities based on our strengths and our strong foundation that we have already built. And this way, we can then be able to have a resilient economy that will be able to withstand all the shocks from the external factors.